Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I am your host, Rosie Acosta, yoga teacher and teacher trainer, mindfulness coach, speaker, and creative writer. I am also the founder of radicallyloved.com, a website where you can go for more information about yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and lifestyle advice. On this podcast, we talk to people within our health and wellness community that are creating content through the ritualistic practice of yoga, meditation, or overall mindful living. We hope to create value in your life so that you can achieve your highest potential and live a radically loved life. To stay in touch with us, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rosie Acosta and on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie. You can sign up for our newsletter on radicallyloved.com to stay up to date on future workshops, retreats, and latest podcasts. I hope that Radically Loved Radio leaves you feeling inspired to create something powerful. My teacher, Yoga Rupa Rajstriker, says, if you powerfully believe in the value you have to offer the world, your love and passion for it will be an unstoppable force. Thanks for listening. I recently read this article about 10 steps to overcoming conflict mindfully, and I thought I would share because how often does this happen to us? More often than I'd like to admit. But so I wanted to share. So according to Jon Kabat-Zinn, he's the founder of mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR, and he's one of my favorite authors and teachers. And he says, mindfulness is awareness that arises from paying attention on purpose to the present moment non-judgmentally. So with present moment awareness, we learn to identify our thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations without defining ourselves by them. So when we can patiently witness our own fears and hurts, we give ourselves the chance to release them, which in turn then helps us develop an understanding and compassion towards others. So I wanted to share a couple of these 10 steps while Chewy runs around. The first one is always pause. So they say that when there's a conflict, avoid lashing out. Take a moment to breathe slowly. Notice the air coming in and out of your lungs and your belly. Allow the simple act of focusing on your breath to ground you in the present moment. Number two, allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. So pay attention to your thoughts and your emotions. So many times we're just so concerned with what's happening in our minds that we don't give ourselves the opportunity to just feel what we're feeling. The next thing, number three, is to do a brief body scan. Noticing physical sensations, again, allows us to notice any muscle tension, any twitching, any jaw clenching, anything that's going to take you away from the present moment. So allowing yourself to notice those physical sensations allow you to get out of your head and into your body. Number four, settle into your breath. So as you breathe, you'll notice a pause at the end of each exhale, or even before you breathe again. So during this pause, try to relax and soften your muscles and keep doing this just for a few moments. I know if you're in the middle of a conflict, it becomes a little bit more challenging to do, but it's something that we should always be paying attention to. Number five, acknowledge that you have space to choose. Accept that when you are upset, you don't have to fight it. You can even say out loud, I'm upset. So calling out the feelings or being able to name it is also going to help allow you to identify the space that you're in. Number six, challenge your assumptions. Be open-minded to the views of others involved in the conflict. So don't ever assume you know where people's ideas are coming from or how they're feeling. Always allow yourself to be open-ended. This is one of the biggest things for me, is to just be okay with being wrong or just allow myself just a little breathing room to the other. Number seven, avoid negative speech. Name calling is never helpful. This is something that I put into practice long ago. I don't ever use any name calling, even if I'm extremely upset. This is something that has been a practice for me. Instead, try and explain your point in a very clear and concise way, acknowledging the viewpoints of the other person. Number eight, suggest a resolution. So I'm huge on bringing up an issue if there is conflict, but also naming what we can do to resolve that issue. Always. I don't ever bring up a problem unless I'm also carrying with that a solution that's going to allow us to calmly discuss the pros and cons of whatever the situation is. Number nine, move forward. So you can agree to try resolution without resentment, and then when you move forward with a suggestion, you have to be able to just give it your all without any resentment, without holding on to any grudges. Just allow yourself to move forward. The 10th thing is to forgive, which I totally get can be one of the hardest things to do. Holding on to anger and resentment only hurts us, and it burdens the relationship, and it makes it more challenging for us to have a real authentic connection and discussion. By learning how to resolve conflict, it really allows us to grow. These tools will help you feel less angry or less divided and make you feel more connected and more positive. I hope this helps. If this helps you, great. If it maybe helps somebody that you know, then let us know. Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends. Email us, message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.